Hello, friends, and once more we throw open the doors at Copper Plate Towers to welcome you aboard for another edition of Copper Plate Time. Me, Alan O'Leary, here at the knobs for the next 90 minutes with some carefully chosen music, which we hope will delight you out there. Let's get on the way with a fine track from this brand new CD from the London Lasses. There's a fine, lively start from it. The London Lasses there from their brand new CD, 25th Anniversary LL25, which I'm delighted to say is available to you now from Copperplay. and it's up on our website. I hope you will indulge yourself and treat yourself to a copy. Four reels there. Dandy Cronin, Moving in Decent, in Old Decency, The Ballon d'Or Fancy, and then Over the Bridge to Peggy. We'll try and take another track before we part today. Well, good to be with you. It's a close-run thing. This show should have a health warning with it because I've got a terrible chesty cough, and you most probably detect that in the lower of my voice. I've just finished my honey and lemon drinks to help get me through the next 90 minutes. So if I cut short on the verbals, I hope you'll understand. And we'll just get this one through. But fear not, the music will be a very, very high calibre indeed. Especially this one, I thought it'd be nice to have a little bit of sympathy, a few O's and R's. And I thought of this particular track from the mighty Alton.
Thank you.
The unmistakable sound of Alton there and Donal August Morag. As I say, send it out to my old green-headed friend Tom Fruge, who has a birthday in the week. And all the best to you, my old buddy. Miss your company very, very much. Oh, the voice is going again. Sorry about that. Anyway, don't stand too close to your wireless. You might catch something indeed. A couple of fabulous piping jigs coming up here by two masters of their trade, Paddy Glacken and Robbie Hannon. I Buried a Wife and Danced on Top of Her, followed by Frahers. Jigs in real time, indeed. Paddy Glacken and Robbie Hannon there with two of my favourite jigs, piping jigs, indeed. Going to take a song, tunes from Mary Bergen, who's just been awarded a tribute concert at the 51st Willie Clancy Summer School in July, and she's going to be the featured artist. And I look forward to that immensely. Wonderful woman, who fabulous player, and best for me anyway. Here comes Mary with the flogging reel, the ivy leaf, and Trim the Velvet. Congratulations to Mary. Thank you. Wow. You didn't leave a lot of dust on that one, did you, Mary? Fantastic plane indeed. I would never dream of taking the Ivy Leaf on at that particular speed. Incredible. Fabulous plane. Lovely person too. And yeah, just look forward to being there for that concert. It'll be great indeed. I'm going to take a song now, and a great song indeed. Well, in fact, it's a poem. It's one of Paddy Kavanagh's poems. It's The Ragnan Road, and it's performed by the great Luke Kelly. And Paddy's poem was set to music of the tune The Dawning of the Day. And it's one of the most popular things in Irish music. And everybody sings Ragnan Road when it comes on. I'm going to send it out to a cousin of mine called Alan O'Leary. Isn't it funny? Have you got a cousin with the same name? He's a lovely guy as well. Sending this out to all the family and all the relations up around Loch na Wadja. Hope to see you in the summer. And have a great birthday, Alan. I'll see you soon.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and the stone, and word and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos, the clay the dawn of day.
Very popular piece there, O'Carolan's Concerto, played by Catherine Loughnan and her son Cormac on whistles, and that particular thing comes from her album Harp to Heart, which you're delighted to carry on Copperplate. I'm going to send that out very much so to Robert Lennon out there in Enniskillen, who's a fan of Catherine's playing, and a very, very nice girl, the woman she is too. I knew we were very close when she lived in London for a while back then. It was a joy to meet her indeed. I'm going to take a track from Frankie Gavin, particularly playing the flute in this particular track, because he's an amazing flute player, and he made an album of flute playing, which I wish I had, but I don't. I'm using a lot of compilations to get through this particular show, and here he comes along with Charlie Lennon on piano, and two great reels, Boil the Breakfast Early and Scotch Mary. Thank you. Thank you, Gavin, there on flute, indeed. I didn't reckon either of them has boiled a breakfast early, did I now, anyway? But I'll have to have words with Francis about that, dear boy. Okie doke, across the week, I downloaded this fabulous 78 by Paddy Cronin that absolutely made me stand still for 5 or 10 minutes just to think how colossally fabulous it is. It's two of James Morrison's tunes, but Paddy gives them the Cronin gimp and style and skip, as I call it. It's Rakish Paddy and the Wheels of the World. Cronin there and his Copley recording of James Morrison's Rakish Paddy and the Wheels of the World. God, I love his music so much. He was so fabulous. What a great player. He could imitate Morrison and Coleman and all these guys as well, but always with his own touch. It's just, yeah, many happy memories of time spent in that man's company, I can assure you. Yeah, it's hard to get over that. We'll try and take the second track of that particular 78 a bit later in the show. And I'm going to turn to Dohi Gomri for a couple of tunes here. I've decided on these Sligo polkas, he calls them, yeah. McGowan's and Mary Ann McGuigan. And I'm going to send this out especially to Dan Healy up in that famous watering hole at Leamington Spa. Thanks very much for your order during the week and your very generous donation to the support of Copperplate. Much appreciated, Dan. Hope you enjoy Dohi's playing. I do.
Thank you.
two lovely Sligo polkas there, played for Doughty Garmley from his album with the great title Fiddling Without a Bow. Just love this so much. It's a great, great title. Well, as you know, at the last show, I announced that we had put the Solace Another Day CD on the Facebook and on the Copperplate website, and it's there for you to buy. We hope you will buy and support it. Copper Plate, as our dear friend Dan did recently. They're from Another Day. This is a lovely song that I like very much. This Love Will Carry Even. Take it away, Deirdre.
Thank you.
That was the famous set dance, The Drunken Gauger, played there by Sean Casey, Bobby Casey's son, who passed away last year, indeed. A fine figure on the London traditional scene for many, many years, indeed, and much missed, indeed. Yeah, love The Drunken Gauger. That comes from Sean's CD, The Porthole of the Kelp, another one of his father's great tunes, indeed. And we're going to send it out to Patrick Andrews over there in Tacoma. He's been very patient with Mia here at the Copper Plate, and also include his dear old friend Elwood as well. I'm going to include this track as well for him, because it's from Angela Carberry, and it comes from the album she made with the Dan Bruder recently there called Back in Time. I believe this is an Angelina solo. I couldn't resist playing The Mule That Broke My Back and Gallagher's Jigs, as I say, especially for you, Elwood. Hope you enjoy them. Fine banjo playing there, as I say, from Angelina Carberry, from the album she made with Dan Bruder, Back in Time. And maybe it should be announced, I'm having a little bit of a sales blast, I hope, indeed. For you regular listeners and customers of copperplatemailorder.com, as I say, sales have been a bit low recently. So we're introducing a little sales incentive to you that if you buy 4 CDs from us, we will include a free CD with your choice. That will be of our choice. I hope that is a little incentive to you to support Copperplate. And as I say, sales are going increasing nowadays, and also all the overheads are going up. It's seems to be the fact of life over here at the moment with everybody. And while I'm thanking people, let's thank the other two donors from the during the past week who were very generous with their donations. Parig Gillan, and I've already mentioned Daniel Healy, and also Terry Madden down there with his regular monthly donation to support Copperplate way down there in Australia. Thinking of you, Terry, and I couldn't find a track for you this time, but I will next time indeed. Going to turn to the brand new CD from Gabriel McCardle called The Fermanagh Blackbird. He doesn't look a bit like a Fermanagh Blackbird, but he's always there. He's always there when there's a session, good session at Flaz or with Clancy Weeks. He's always there, and it's always great to see him as well. From his CD, The Fermanagh Blackbird, this is Gabriel McCardle and One Half Crown.
I took Miss McAnally to a farmer's fancy ball. For tickets I paid 2 and 6, and I thought that that was all. But when she asked for supper, well, you could have knocked me down. For all I had in this wide world was only a 1/2 crown. She denounced the raw, a gander's jaw, and a turkey's back and breast. Oh, mutton and beef beyond belief, she laid it down her chest. Now ham and tongue for a girl so young, this cargo she let down. And I fell on the floor when she asked for more, for it only a 1/2 crown. To me she was a sickener, I thought I would go mad. And then she asked me for a drink, she said her appetite was bad. Beneath this young one's undercoat there must have been a tank, or else a second-hand brewery, for this is what she drank. She'd a bottle of Bass and a big stiff glass of brandy to begin. She'd an awful lot of whiskey hot and a dose of rum and gin. Oh, Guinness stout she tossed about and a glass of Mary Down. I fell on the floor when she asked for more, for it only a 1/2 crown. To the waiter I give 2 and 6, I said I owed the rest. Well, he give me a kick in the small of the back, and he leapt upon me chest. I was banged and kicked and walloped and tramped and bit all round the town. And sure I swelled up like a poisoned pup when I thought of me 1/2 crown.
Ah, oh, cautionary tale if ever, Gabriel, you should know better. Go out well armed in future. You never know those lessees, indeed. As I say, a track there from Gabriel McCardle's CD, The Blackbird, The Fermanagh Blackbird. Going to turn to the CD of a few years ago by the great flute player Marcus O'Murrahu, Turris Kjol. He's got some fine company on this particular track. Father Seamus Quinn, Garrod O'Mooney, and Brona Graham, and Seamus O'Kane on Bowron. Lovely jigs. The Showers of Loch Gowna, Willie Coleman's, and Trip to Sligo from Marcus O'Murrahu and Turris Kjol.
Thank you.
tremendous playing there, as I say, led by Marcus O'Morricone from his album On Turris Kjol. Let's return to the Paddy Cronin 78. It's almost this little medley in love with. Can't wait to play this for you. From the Copley label, The Flexing Bloom, The Milestone, and The Beautiful Dairymaid. Paddy Cronin. How good was that, eh? Can't be done any better than that. God love him. God rest his soul. The great Paddy Cronin there. Yeah. Just move on. Okay. No one could follow that, indeed. We better have a song. And what a song, indeed. Brooke na Carrigabon. Sung to perfection here by the wonderful, the late, great Seamus Begley and Steve Cooney from their album Together. Sheen stand van
אחרוג מחרי זדן שימין תן ברו איז לייס לפון אין גום גברח בו Did he this hata o vaum bahs skakh ni sakha beg the vol achta gas gakh no thank you.
That is the beautiful sound of Buttons and Bows, one of the most beautifully melodious groups in Irish traditional music. Jackie Daly, Manus McGuire and Seamus McGuire, and Gary O'Brien on instruments as well. Lovely, loved it. Loved their music very, very much. Very sweet indeed. Well, I seem to have been running behind time, and I've been listening to too much music and not doing enough call-outs. So this goes out especially for our birthday girl during the week, the great Karen Ryan, leader of London Lasses, and the lady who does so much to keep the London community together, putting on gigs and festivals, and I'm full of admiration for the work she does, and delighted that she shared her new CD with us to sell to you on copperplatemailorder.com. Track from that coming up. We'll go for the Jigs and the Reels, the Woods of Kalua, Kolrua, Dancing Eyes, the Crock of Gold, and the White Fairy. Indeed, great, great. Some new tunes there as well. As I say, played by the London Lasses from their album LL25. Like to include other birthday candidates in this one. Oh, sorry. Sorry, girls, I was leaning on you there. Joe Hart, a fiddle player in Dublin. And then this is my dear friend Jenny Melmott and my dear friend in Chicago, Jennifer Hines. Indeed, lovely to hear from you, my darling. And, and my niece, Keely Ridgewell, who has a birthday on the 29th. Thinking of you all, and I hope you have a great day. And I hope you enjoyed this particular set, as I say, from the London Lasses and brand new CD, LL25. Take it away, ladies, and happy birthday to Karen. Thank you. joyous sound there of the London Lasses, as I say, from their brand new CD, LL25, which is available to you from us on copperplatemailorder.com. And as I say, great birthday to Karen coming up indeed. Gonna veer to the right a bit, just time has given us a bit more time, and come across a couple of gems that I want to include as well that are not particularly Irish music. But I'm going to send them out anyway to Bob Glennon in Montu over there in New Jersey. Thanks for being in touch, Bob, and I look forward to speaking to you on a regular basis indeed. And I'm going to include Yvonne Corrigan and Clona Lohan for being so understanding over the last week or so. This is a thing I used to love very, very much. Haven't heard it for ages. Just want to tickle me sounds fancy. Comes from Kane Welch and Kaplan, Long Lost John Dean.
Did you ever hear the story about lost John Dean? Old black robber from Bowling Green. Well, I put him in the jailhouse the other day. Late last night, he made his getaway. And he's long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, got away lucky. Well, he's long gone, that's what I mean. He's long gone from Bowling Green. Well, they offered up a reward who could fetch him back. He even put the bloodhounds on his track. Well, the gosh darn bloodhounds lost his scent. Now nobody knows where lost John went. And he's long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, got away lucky. Well, he's long gone, that's what I mean. He's long gone from Bowling Green. I'll never forget to the day I die. Played a game of love and a woman held high. It was a heads you win and tails I lose. She played the ace and I played the deuce. Well, he's long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, got away lucky. Well, he's long gone, that's what I mean. He's long gone from Bowling Green. Looking everywhere for a gambling man. Well, you can't play low when the heart's too strong. Oh, she never can tell how the cat's gonna jump. And he's long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, got away lucky. Well, he's long gone, that's what I mean. He's long gone from Bowling Green.
Everywhere is a battle me down. Keeping it between the lines, riding many a mile. Drive all night, shaving cold water, raise your hand up high and smile. You got to pick it clean, play it true. You know that's the rule of the old school.
See that coming, did ya? The great Peter Rowan there, keeping it between the lines, the old school. Surrounded himself with the finest in bluegrass musicians to make that album. Absolutely glorious there. The Del McCoury band and great Peter Rowan. I'll never forget having a lovely chat with him backstage at the Festival Hall one concert I was doing anyway. And lovely, lovely guy. And boy, does he know his music indeed. The mighty Peter Rowan. I'd love to meet him again. Kind of send it out to Bill and Imelda, Live Ireland compatriots, and then my old friend Chris Teske, who's a bit of a bluegrass genius and expert even, and I know he'll have loved that. I sure did. Just going to return to the Solace album to play us out. As I say, we just added this to the Copperplate roster. It's called Another Day. This is an instrumental track, Carlisle Street Reels, Upstairs Reel, by Seamus Egan, the E minor reel, and then the Floating Candles from John McCusker, play out on Solace, going out to all you pals who I've forgotten to mention. Slap on hand. Enjoy Solace. Thank you. The audio voice didn't held up for the 90 minutes. I hope it didn't interfere with your enjoyment of the music. My croaky voice hopefully will be better for the next outing, and I'll get some road work in or something, whatever indeed, or some good hard drugs, as the man used to say. Enjoyed your company very much. I hope you enjoyed the music, and I certainly did what I always do anyway, but who wouldn't play in your favourites, sharing your favourites with people you love out there. Thanks very much for all your support, guys. Thanks to all of you who buy CDs off us and to you who donate to the support fund. As I say, sales seem to be going down and all the overheads are going up. But I think that's the same way with everybody on the planet at this particular time. Thank you, politicians, indeed. As I say, thanks very much for your company. I always enjoy it. And thanks for you who've been in touch as well. And it's great to know that you're all together. And I'm hoping someone will fix up a platform where you listeners would talk to each other. There is a Copperplate website on Facebook, and you could maybe put what you think on there and talk to each other and see if you like particular tracks. And if you don't like me playing bluegrass, tough. I love it. I love all forms of music. I'm very proud of our music. It can stand up beside any form of music and hold its head up high. Okay, that's me rambling. I better get out of here because the old voice is going. As I say, thanks for everything you do for me and all the love you show me. Thanks very much. Much appreciated. And be nice to each other out there, please. Till next time, it's me, Alan Lou, thanking you very, very much and wishing you a happy and healthy Slangefile.